visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the life and roles of the Savior increase your faith in Him and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to ReliefSociety.LDS.org. The Attributes of Jesus Christ, Without Sin. This is part of a series of visiting teaching messages featuring attributes of the Savior. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, was the only one capable of making an atonement for mankind. Jesus Christ, the Lamb without blemish, willingly laid Himself on the altar of sacrifice and paid the price for our sins, said President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. Understanding that Jesus Christ was without sin can help us increase our faith in Him and strive to keep His commandments, repent, and become pure. Jesus was a being of flesh and spirit, but He yielded not to temptation, said Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. We can turn to Him because He understands. He understands the struggle, and He also understands how to win the struggle. The power of His atonement can erase the effects of sin in us. When we repent, His atoning grace justifies and cleanses us. It is as if we had not succumbed, as if we had not yielded to temptation. As we endeavor day by day and week by week to follow the path of Christ, our spirit asserts its preeminence, the battle within subsides, and temptations cease to trouble. Additional scriptures, Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, John chapter 8, verse 7, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. From the scriptures, the Savior paid the price of our sins through His divine sonship. His sinless life, His suffering and the shedding of His blood in the Garden of Gethsemane, His death on the cross, and His resurrection from the grave. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can become clean again as we repent of our sins. King Benjamin taught his people of the atonement of Jesus Christ and then asked if they believed his words. They all cried with one voice, saying, "The Spirit has wrought a mighty change in us, or in our hearts, that we have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. And we are willing to enter into a covenant with our God to do His will and to be obedient to His commandments in all things." Mosiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 2, verse 5. We too can have a mighty change, like the people of King Benjamin, who had no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. Consider this. How does being pure differ from being perfect? End of visiting teaching message. The Attributes of Jesus Christ, Without Sin. Read by Jane Wise.